This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Under budget, ahead of schedule.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
714, the Steve Cochran Show. And I'm expecting a call any minute now. Any minute now from the President of the United States.
Does his weekly check-in.
Yeah, and it always makes me a little bit nervous because I think we all know how I feel about him. Let me make sure it's his ring because we have this signal where that's two.
It sounds like you're calling him.
No, this is an incoming call, Dave. You don't have the same experience I have with call sound effects, obviously.
How they do it at the White House.
Here, let me grab this. Let me just give one more. Let's go. Hello, Mr. President.
Good morning, Cochran.
Yes.
Listen, that was good, by the way. Theater of the mind. You know, before we start, I'd like to wish a happy Hispanic Heritage Month to all my Latino friends.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, my only Latino friend, Jorge, the doorman at Trump Tower. His American name is George, but he calls himself Jorge because of the G or the J, I guess, is tremendously silent. Yes. You know, one of the weird rules from the Mexican language, apparently. No J sound.
No J sound. Got to say, that's not our top topic, but since you're always on a tight schedule, are you headed for North Carolina? You going to take a look at the damage from Florence?
Yes, tremendously big storm, Cochran, and tremendously wet, you know, because of all the very wet water.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Big and wet, like Rosie O'Donnell on a treadmill after less than 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the big news of the week, and I think you know what I'm talking about,
sir. Where you're going with this, Cochran. And in all fairness, I have nothing but respect for Sesame Street's Bert and Ernie being gay, okay? VP Pence, not so much. He wants to send him to Muppet conversion camp.
I was actually not speaking of that. I wanted to talk about Brett Kavanaugh.
You know what? I'm glad you asked about this, because my legal team told me to completely steer clear of the entire story. So let's get into it.
Right, of course. Kavanaugh facing a sexual assault allegation from a woman in California goes back to his high school days. Is this going to jeopardize his confirmation? You must be worried.
Well, he's Catholic, so in a sense, he's already confirmed. See what I did there?
Yes, I did.
Look, these allegations, if they turn out to be true, and I hope they're not, somebody is getting fired for me recommending Kavanaugh. That I can tell you. But I'm not worried. Look, I will say this. Brett Kavanaugh is the least sexual person that I've ever met, other than Mike Pence. Isn't that right, Mike?
It's barely on my radar, sir. I'm so glad Jesus sent the stork, or we'd never have our children.
You're really missing out, Mike.
Well, funny, that's what Mother says.
Look, the economy is huge. We have nothing to worry about with Kavanaugh. Unemployment's historically low. Everyone has a job. Everyone. Except Crooked Hillary. That's why she has to keep hawking her stupid book.
Hey, speaking of Hillary, she just blasted you in a new essay. Said you launched 5 major assaults on democracy.
Absolutely ridiculous. Let me tell you something. Every one of those 5 moves I made against democracy was completely consensual. That I can tell you. And by the way, why is no one commenting on how incredibly racist this woman is?
Yes.
She said, essay? How offensive is that? Everyone knows when you're talking about Mexicans and Latinos, especially during Hispanic Heritage Month, you never say essay. You call them vato locos.
I don't think that's
Look,
good.
This Crooked Hillary stuff is boring. Call me back when Tom Arnold gets in another fight with Mark Burnett, okay?
Well, thanks for calling, President Trump. I appreciate your time.
Later, Cochran.
Yeah, goodbye. That's President Trump. And a Spanish lesson right there in the middle. I always like when Mike Pence is on the call.
That's so good.
Yeah, the vice president, when he joins him.
You just love it that they're in the same room.
Kind of makes you feel good about the leadership. Yeah, right? Don't you think? Yeah.